San Diego, goalkeeper Alyssa Neyayer stopped three penalties and scored one herself to help the U.S. win a shootout after Canada rallied twice to tie it 2-2 after extra time in the CONCACAF W Gold Cup final on a dramatic, soggy night. Lindsay Horan, Sophia Smith and Neyayer scored from the spot for the second-ranked Americans. Quinn, who goes by one name, was the lone Canadian to score from the spot with Neyayer denying Adriana Leon, Jordan Huitema and Jessie Fleming. American Corbin Albert sent her kick over the crossbar. Canada came back twice with goals in the 82nd minute from Huitema and the 127th minute from Leon, also from the penalty spot. Smith gave the USA 2-1 lead with a 99th minute goal. American Emily Sonnet pumped the ball forward and Rose Lavelle outjumped Canadian defenders Jade Rose and Vanessa Giles to head it towards an unmarked Smith in the penalty box to hammer home. Canada pressed in the dying moments and there was more late drama when Neyayer took out Giles as they both contested a high ball in the box, sending Mexican referee Katia Garcia to the pitchside monitor. Garcia pointed to the penalty spot and Leon beat Neyayer to tie it up for her sixth goal of the tournament. It had seemed like Canada's tournament would end in a 1-0 loss on a rain-drenched pitch at Snapdragon Stadium, thanks to teenager Jaden Shaw's 20th-minute goal. But Huitema rescued Canada, heading home an Ashley Lawrence cross after some dogged work by Leon on the edge of the U.S. penalty box. It was Huitema's 21st goal in 78 appearances for Canada. The Canadians kept coming and the U.S. was hanging on in second-half stoppage time. Just moving the ball was an adventure, especially in the first half. Conditions improved as the rain subsided after half-time, which saw stadium workers use squeegees to reduce the surface water. But the damage was done for Canada early as the 19-year-old Shaw became the first U.S. woman to score in her first four starts. The second-ranked Americans will face number 11 Brazil in Sunday's final at the same venue. The winner collects US$1 million in prize money with US$500,000 to the runner-up. For 10th-ranked Canada, it was a disappointing end to the tournament on a night when the pitch prevented players from executing basic skills at times. The conditions certainly played a part in Shaw's goal. Giles' attempted back pass stopped halfway to goalkeeper Kaylin Sheridan and the chasing Shaw overtook the surprised defender and knocked the ball past an onrushing Sheridan, her teammate on the San Diego Wave. The goal by Shaw, in her 9th U.S. appearance, was the first conceded by Canada at the tournament. Canada captain Jessie Fleming appealed unsuccessfully for a penalty after going down in the 48th minute. Seemingly after U.S. defender Tierna Davidson made contact in the penalty box. How wet was it? Giles was wringing water out of her jersey 1 minute into the game. And there were pools of water on the grass pitch slowing the ball down or stopping it completely. In the 11th minute, American attacker Trinity Rodman had a jump on a Canadian defender and headed toward goal only to outrun the ball when it stopped moving. Every movement sent up a water spray. Asked about the decision to go ahead with the game in such conditions, a CONCACAF spokesman said, "It is solely at the discretion of the referee as to whether the field is safe and playable." Brazil blanked number 35 Mexico 3-0 in the earlier semifinal. Mexico was reduced to 10 players when defender Nicolette Hernandez, after video review, was sent off in the 30th minute for denying an obvious goal-scoring opportunity after Brazilian forward B.I.A. Zanarato was felled on the edge of the penalty box. The U.S. were a step up in class for Canada after previous wins over number 104 El Salvador, number 50 Paraguay and number 43 Costa Rica in Houston by a combined score of 13-0. Canada, the top seed in the knockout round, then met 8th-seeded Costa Rica again in Saturday's quarterfinal in Los Angeles, winning 1-0 after extra time. The U.S. advanced as the 4th seed, with a 3-0 win over number 23 Colombia, the 5th seed, on Sunday. While the Canadians dispatched the Americans 1-0 in the Tokyo Olympic semifinal in August 2021, their career record against the U.S. before Wednesday was 4-5-3-7. The U.S. had won the two previous meetings since Tokyo, 1-0 in the CONCACAF W final in July 2022 and 2-0 in the She Believes Cup in February 2023, when the Canadians were at loggerheads with Canada Soccer over lack of progress in labour negotiations. Canada coach Bev Priestman made two changes to her starting lineup, with Simi Awuho and Deanne Rose coming in for Quinn and Hutima. It was a fourth start and 14th cap for the 20-year-old Awuho, who plays collegiately for USC. The Atlanta-born Awuho, whose mother is Canadian, gave way to Hutima in the 56th minute. Quinn also came off the bench to earn cap number 100. The U.S., upset 2-0 by Mexico in the group stage, is a team in transition, with Twyla Kilgore serving as interim coach. Emma Hayes, currently in charge of England's Chelsea, is set to take over in June. Wednesday's conditions literally put a damper on what has been a successful inaugural Women's Gold Cup, which CONCACAF calls part of a multi-million dollar strategic investment in women's football in North and Central America and the Caribbean. CONCACAF provided each participating federation with six-figure travel and preparation grants, as well as covering air charter costs, accommodation and ground transportation, with further financial distributions and prize money totaling $3.7 million, U.S. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 6, 2024. The Canadian Press.